This is Rob Johansson at USDA. I'm the chief economist.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, the impact of the government shutdown in reference to crop reports and some of the things that you're seeing at the USDA.
Well, of course, we're interested in getting our reports out on time, but as we're seeing a lapse in funding for many USDA employees, staff at both the National Ag Statistics Service, NAS, as well as the World Ag Outlook Board and OCE, as well as some of our other partner agencies that contribute to the WASD, the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, are furloughed at this time. And so there's a bunch of reports that we were expecting to release on January 11th next week, and we've notified today that we're going to delay those reports. They do take some time to put together and complete the analysis and compile those reports, and so we need to have our staff in the office in order to do that. At this time, we're gonna delay those, and we will be putting them out once we get our funding becomes available and we can bring staff in to work on them.
When do you think that will be? Or I guess more what I'm asking is when the government does come back on, how long would it usually take to get a report out?
Well, that's a good question. Some reports take longer than others. I don't really have a lot of granular detail on all of the NAS reports in terms of how long it would take them to put out all of the reports that have been delayed. But the big ones, so for example, if we think about crop production annual summary, as well as the WASD and the grain stocks and rice stocks reports, we would expect to need about 4 or 5 business days in the office to get those done, maybe a little work over the weekend to speed things up. So, it's hard to put an exact time frame on it, but probably about a week after we get back in the office, we would be able to put those reports out. But I don't want to put an exact time on that. We'll be sure to notify folks what the release dates are as soon as we can get back in the office, and that'll be the first thing that we sit down to discuss.
Of course. And then have you ever, I know there have been shutdowns before, but have you seen something to this effect before as far as a shutdown involving or affecting, reports and stuff?
In October of 2013, we had a shutdown that affected crop production in WASD. That report we canceled. Those reports we canceled back in October of 2013. A little bit of a different situation this time around. At that time, the government was shut at a time when NAS was compiling its objective yield survey, and some of the samples, many of the samples from that survey were lost, or not lost, but they degraded in the mail because there was no one at the St. Louis NAS building to process those samples. So this time we don't have that issue. So we won't be missing data. We'll have the data we need. We just need to have the time to get in the office and put them together.
Anything we didn't touch base on you want to make sure is mentioned?
I would just point out that if, we're eager to get back to work, and, the analysts will and NAS and the World Board folks will get together as quickly as possible once we can get back in the office and make sure that we try and get those reports out as quickly as possible.